Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Johnny Majors passed away today. I found this clip in our 93.7 The Fan archive. We had a house fire, a proverbial 93.7 The Fan house fire that destroyed a lot of our priceless audio. Somehow this clip made it through. I don't know where it was saved or how we got it. But this is the final call from Pitt winning the 1977, technically 1977, it was the 1976 season, Sugar Bowl, beating Georgia to cap an undefeated season and win their first national championship in 40 years.
8-yard line. Johnny Majors already up on the shoulders of his team. 4, 3, 2, 1, the game is over. Johnny Majors gets a ride across the field as the Pittsburgh Panthers defeat the Georgia Bulldogs 27-3, a dominating performance. And I, for one, would certainly not quibble with anyone who says they are the National Collegiate Champions, because they won them all.
I think that's Keith Jackson describing the scene there in the Superdome. And he's amazing. Something about Keith Jackson's voice just screams college football to me.
He screams nostalgia. The Rose Bowl more than anything.
Whoa, Nelly, that's a touchdown.
Well, you did the summer all yesterday where his call was always, "Whoa,
Doctor
Irvin, touchdown." Keith Jackson was "Whoa, Nelly." But it's the last line there. Can you imagine in the year of our Lord, 2020, Pony, can you imagine a college football commentator, who's the highest profile one, Brad Nessler or somebody?
Joe Tessitore.
Tess would mess up all of it, so let's not even go there. Just imagine somebody commentating on the national title game, and as the clock winds down in a lopsided victory says...
With anyone who says they are the National Collegiate Champions, because they won all...
Quibble with anyone who says that Pittsburgh is the National Collegiate Champions because they won them all. Now, granted, we have a playoff system, but you get my point. It is almost unfathomable, and I say this respectfully, not trying to troll Pitt fans.
You are one. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the phone calls coming from inside the house. It is easier for me right now, based on just the nature of each sport, Major League Baseball,
oh, here we go,
et cetera.
Here we go. Yeah. Say it.
You agree with me, I know. It's easier for me to imagine hearing Joe Buck in a studied monotone say, "The Pittsburgh Pirates are 2022 World Series champions. That is a disgusting act," or something like that. It's easier for me to imagine somebody saying that than it is, "The Pitt Panthers are the 2023 college football national champions." Honestly, much easier. It almost feels like a dream to even go back and look at that season and see, oh yeah, Pitt went 12-0, stomped everybody, stomped the fourth-ranked team in the country in the Sugar Bowl, and was the undisputed, unquestioned national champion.
I mean, the deck is stacked against...
They beat Notre Dame by 21 points on the road to start that season.
Yeah,
They smoked just about everyone they played.
That was the infamous Notre Dame Stadium, "Let's grow the grass so high that Dorsett is limited or is held back by it," and that was
they only
foolhardy.
Won one
that
game on their schedule by less than 10 points, and it was West Virginia. They won every other game by a minimum of 10. They only had two games that you would even call that, like, I think a person would call close. Think about that.
Yeah, And then they beat the best team in the SEC to cap it all
off. Like a drum.
Yep. Different times. It's, you know, that was for Pitt, 76. They had won a national championship in 1937 with Jock Sutherland. So it was almost a 40-year drought. And now this is the longest drought. It's been more than 40 years since that memory, since Dorsett and Matt Kavanaugh, who was on the station earlier, and Dave Wanstead, who's going to join us at 5, who was a graduate assistant. Johnny Majors gave him his first job. It had to be equally shocking. You know, you're saying what a absolute fantasy it would be, a dream, if Pitt were to pull something like this off in a few years. I mean, that's probably what it felt like in 76. We weren't there, but when Majors got the job, they were coming off a one-win season. He was hired in his late 30s. He was 41 years old when they won the national championship. They went from one win.
Yep.
They went from one win to a national title in less than a half decade. I mean, just insanity.
When you said the previous title that they had won was almost 40 years prior, like in the 1930s, they claimed a national title. The gap from then to 76 seems so unreal, right? Like, you can't, like, think about how much the world changed in that period of time. And yet, in a way, when you think about the gap from 76 to now, at least in terms of the college football landscape, it's changed that much.
Yep.
The balance of power has shifted so dramatically to teams in the SEC, maybe in Southern California, like Texas and eastward, but not really northward, outside of what, Ohio State every year tends to be good? Name me another team from north of the Mason-Dixon line that most years is a legitimate threat to win it all. Seriously.
Penn State's in the top 10 most years.
Okay, but like a team where you expect at the end of the year, let me frame it that way. Penn State's right on the cusp. Ohio State, I expect to be great every year and challenge for a national title. Outside of them, that's it. Like, maybe Washington will get their act together here and there one year in the Pac-12 or whatever, or Utah will have a surprising run where they're flirting with it. But it seems, just based on where all the talent is concentrated in college football, that it would just be next to impossible for that to happen.
Pitt recruited local and they won a national championship doing it. That would not happen today.
The spiritual successor, a guy who was from the same area as Tony Dorsett, Russell Schell. How did that work out?
He ended up at
West
Virginia.
When they were supposed to get Dorsett 2.0. It's just, you know what else, really quick here? You could also, and I'm not minimizing the other guys Pitt had on that team, you could have a singularly great player like that in Dorsett at that position at that time, the way football was played, and have him carry you to a title with his own greatness. Pitt has had luminary standout players before. Larry Fitzgerald on offense, I mean, Shady McCoy,
Curtis Martin.
You can't do that anymore in college football unless you have an outstanding quarterback, and even then you need a lot more depth and talent, I think.
Yeah, your memories of Johnny Majors can't be good ones, because he came back, and that was Pitt football really hitting rock bottom. That was its nadir point.
His final season at Ohio State, 72-0. At Miami next week, 45-0. Oh. At Notre Dame, 60-6.
Man.
Backyard brawl, they opened that year up 34-0. I mean, not good.
And to Walt Harris's credit, he got them out of that hole. But outside of 2008 and 2009, 2 years, Pitt has been 7-5, maybe 8-4. Best case scenario every year. And they're just kind of a ho-hum. They are a ho-hum football program that somehow produces, like, once a decade, an all-time great player.
Not just a great college player, but a guy who's pretty much earmarked for the NFL Hall of Fame. That's the thing that gets me. They don't just produce guys that dominate the collegiate level. They produce players that, when all is said and done, you're like, oh, that dude's a slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer. There's no real question. Darrell Revis, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald. The ceiling there, I will say it again, is greatest defensive player in NFL history. That's how dominant he's been at the start of his career. They don't. But what have we not said here? What position has not been represented on that list? Okay.
Yeah.
And the last time they were great was when they had Dan. Like,
who is
not
the
even
best
national title? Great was Marino.
Who is the best Pitt quarterback since Marino?
I would be
correct?
Tempted to say Rutherford because he threw to.
You're
Fitz
a former
Trail,
season
but I think
ticket
it's
holder.
Palco. It's probably Palco.
Palco,
Peterman.
Pete Gonzalez. I mean, the names aren't
Peterman
pretty
was
here.
Better than, Nate Peterman ran a better offense than Pete Gonzalez.
How about
Pete
Alex Van Pelt?
He had all the records, but I think that was a product of like more playing in a pass-heavy era in college football.
What was that? The late 80s? That is
well, like,
known
compared,
as the...
even compared to when Marino was in okay. college, like they had already shifted towards.
But how were his teams? I mean, were they bad? They were okay. I mean, they weren't.
They were middling. They were exactly what you just described for most of this century for Pitt. Like, I remember guys like David Priestley and John Terman and dudes like that, and they weren't bad players per se, but they weren't different, you know, major game changers, program changers.
Yeah, the what could have been with Flacco is always going to be there. And Pelko leaves, and it's the revolving door of Bostic, Kevin Smith, Bill Stahl
was in there for a hot minute.
Tom Savage a little later on.
It's weird to me, though, that this is the other thing, and maybe it speaks to NFL teams more kind of trying to project certain players. It is strange that a guy like Savage, who was fine, gets drafted, though. Like, you would think when you have a quarterback get drafted, period. Mason Rudolph went in the third round. And look at the
Pitt
numbers
had back-to-back starting quarterbacks get drafted, Savage and Peterman.
It makes you know what it makes me think of? Like, would they be better served? Because, I think of Mason Rudolph and those Oklahoma State teams. Would they be better served just trying to get a really gimmicky offense, bring in a coach who does the air raid and let the chips fall where they may?
I don't think
Seriously.
So. No, I don't think so at all.
Then what's their plan other than a gimmick offense?
I think you've got to play to your recruiting base. I think
I disagree, but I think a gimmick offense is the best way to take recruits that maybe aren't great and put them in a scheme situation.
I think there's always
going to
I think there's now, always
we're going to play the game with great speed and physicality.
I think there's always a ceiling on that. Like when you're just doing a gimmick that doesn't get the best players for the gimmick in America, you're never going to be great. I mean, you might manage to be again 7
you
wins.
Can win a lot of ACC coastal divisions though if you do it right. You can get to the ACC title game maybe more regularly, which maybe begets more good players coming to your school. The other problem here, of course, and I know it's the thing we all know is the case, there's a certain perception that there's like, what, 10 to 15 great jobs in college football, and if you're not at one of those schools, then you can't expect to keep an extremely successful coach long term.
I've always felt like Pitt, and it didn't ultimately work out with Wani, but I thought they had the right idea. You're in a pro stadium in a pro town. Get a pro coach. Look at your famous alumni. Show those off to everybody and say, we are going to be a team that prepares you for what you want more than anything else, and that is to play on Sundays. And maybe you come here and we're not playing every single one of our games in front of 90,000 people screaming their heads off, but based on the coaching we have here and our success rate, we are going to put you in a position to be an NFL player. With the systems we run, with the defense we run, everything is going to be pro-oriented. Because I believe that is Pitt's biggest selling point. We produce great pros. And I think
would you say then that... Oh, sorry.
And I think their coaches and the whole program should be geared towards that. That's the best thing they have to monetize and sell to people.
Do you think then in some sense that they erred in letting go of Dave Wannstedt?
No, I don't.
See, that's the catch 22. Like, I think he was doing the right thing, and I think his pro background, obviously they had a major amount of talent there. Like, he was able to keep Doran Dickerson, who 5 stars, everything else from going to USC when like Reggie Bush is calling, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the problem with Dave was that there were game day things that were lacking, and I don't know how you fix that. Like, do you have him bring in different coordinators, but he kind of is the it's just Dave is there. He gets people to come here. He recruits and he delegates on game day. Maybe that was the best plan. But then you have to have money to finish the thought, to have the money and the wherewithal to hire people as coordinators at a going rate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.